Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Bradford Becker, and we welcome you as we continue our 23rd year of broadcasting. Tonight, presenting Roots Music Southern Style with episode number 898. Our guest this evening is Davey Allen. Davey is a versatile songwriter, musician, and artist who's played music professionally for the past 20 years, the last six with his band Davey and the Midnights, one of the hardest-working Americana bands out there. Since 2021, the band has called Indianapolis, Indiana home. It should come as no surprise that Davey also has his own thing, where he sings his songs solo, sometimes accompanying himself on piano, sometimes on guitar. Tonight, he does the latter, and I can't say how pleased we are to have a chance to spend an evening with him on these terms. We're so glad to have you with us for this special, intimate acoustic evening of music and conversation with Davey Allen.
Look into my eyes. Did we meet before? Past all space and time, in another look into my heart. Tell me, is it kind? Was it made to last? Does it beat in time? Look into my past. Did I learn a thing? Am I off the rails? Is it time for change? La da 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 la da 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 da. Come into my arms, rest your weary head, melt into my soul. La da 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 la da 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 da.
To WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is presented with the support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's cultural development, advocacy, and fundraising organization. LexArts, working for the development of a strong and vibrant arts community as a means of enhancing the quality of life in Central Kentucky. And by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com.
Davey Allen, our guest this evening, has toured extensively over the years as a member of the San Francisco rock band The Stone Foxes with Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Eric Burdon, and also with Mike and Corey, the players who make up two-thirds of the Midnights trio. And Davey also likes to get out from time to time to share what he does on his own. In addition to his touring exploits, Davey has released 7 original albums. Ear to the Ground Music ranked his 2015 self-titled release as their number 15 album of the year. It's great to have you all with us tonight for an evening with our friend Davey Allen.
There's a bridge across the river to my home, where it leads, I did go. Now I'm here, but I can't stay. I'm tired and out of place. I'm going home for holiday. There'll be beer, there'll be hot wine, there'll be parties, and friends will arrive. My mother dear will prepare a fine meal, and I go home for holiday. Going home, going home, going home. Look out now, I'm going home. Cause here ain't quite the same. All the lovers play it in vain. If today were the day, I'd gladly be on my way to go home for a holiday. Going home, going home, going home. Look out now, I'm going home. Going home, going home, going home, going home. Going home, going home. Look out now, I'm going home. There's a bridge across the river to my home.
You're in Monticello growing up, and also playing some music by the time you're in your teen years?
I started playing the drums when I was 9 or 10, playing in church, singing in church, but professionally playing music like 16, 17.
You're doing that in Indiana. At what point do you and Abby, right?
Yep.
Together, Abby, yep, who's here, yep, decide that you're going to go to California?
I was in my mid-20s, kind of like the first half of my 20s was this whole compartment in itself, and it had been closed in, and I saw Abby for the first time in years, and we went on a date and reconnected right away, and she said, hey, by the way, in 3 weeks I'm moving to Los Angeles. And I said, maybe right in that moment I said, well, that'd be cool if I went too.
Am I invited?
Yeah, I kind of invited myself, I think. Yeah, she might have tried to uninvite me at some point.
And how far back do you and Abby go?
We knew each other in high school. She grew up in Los Angeles and then moved to small town Indiana. And that's where we met each other, in Indiana. And she, you know, it's a small rural school, but she was an artist. And there, you know, there weren't as many artists just because there's less kids. And I noticed that, oh, she's got talent. She's an artist. I noticed that. I remember that.
Is that one thing that attracted you to her?
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always considered myself an entertainer. I could play and sing, and I could entertain, you know, people. I could make people smile, but I never considered it art. And I think she saw that I was an artist in some way and made me believe that I was an artist. She was an artist. I'm rapping on a window, a tongue-tied two-step.
Ain't it a process to unwind? Unbind my hatred to grow forgiveness. Breed a new dawn, breed a new day. Who will have my weakness? Who could ever have my pride? Who will have my shelter or have yours? Have mine. Ooh. I'm flipping through the pages of a worn out story. Some say a tale as old as time, that I don't trust my instincts. I fail at speaking, often feel as if my well has run dry. Who would have my weakness? Have my pride? Who will have my shelter? I'll have yours if you have mine.
Describe driving across the desert at night, because this isn't something I've done before.
Well, I think the stillness is a big thing.
Do we have windows down?
Windows down. It's noisy, but yet it's still. And just the landscape, I didn't realize this is what it was at first, but I think the landscape, because it doesn't change for hundreds of years, there's no spring and fall and winter. It is just, it is how it is, and it'll remain that way. Not to say there isn't change, you just have to look a little bit closer.
Yeah.
But just driving through at 80, 85 miles per hour, it's just static.
Are there places to stop, or you just have to make sure you have a full tank of gas?
There are a few places. I mean, it's expensive. They have a meter. It's like supposedly the hottest place in the world. I can't think of the name right now. But yeah, there's a few places to stop. The gas is rather expensive in those places. So it's better to have gas. Because if there's no traffic, it's about 4.5 hours. You can make it on a tank of gas. This is from Las Vegas
to
Old Town to South Bay, Los Angeles. Maybe the first time we were still living in Hollywood or something.
Do you remember the first time you drove to Los Angeles?
Well, the very first time I drove to Los Angeles was like 5 years before that. But the first time driving is like, I'm going to live here. Yeah, that was a whole different experience.
When I was a little boy, I never questioned what I knew. Never questioned right or wrong, and sang a simple child's song. Life is a spaceship that is moving through time. I ain't getting younger, but my spaceship still flies. When I was a younger man, I held on to the hands of truth. The rocks of life were slowly crushed, and on sand alone my feet must walk. Life is a spaceship that is moving through time. I ain't getting younger, but my spaceship still flies. When I was a working man, I loved so hard it broke my bones. When it's time for birds to fly, the broken man stays all alone. Life is a spaceship that is moving through time. I ain't getting younger, but my spaceship still flies. And when I was an older man, my heart was black from blood red wine. Thought upon the little boy, them joys of life you leave behind. Life is a spaceship that is moving through time. I ain't getting younger, but my spaceship still flies.
She's a visual artist.
Okay.
And she had, before I did, embraced the artist's lifestyle. I don't know what that means exactly, but, you know, to live as an artist.
Uh-huh. Was it also about living on sort of meager means being satisfied with that?
I think that's part of it. It doesn't mean that you can't be an artist if you have means or have means, but it's easier to be an artist if means are meager. You know?
Don't have the distraction of choices.
Exactly. You get down to, like, right to the core of it. You see it better.
I think you already know. They said goodbye to rock and roll. Man, I think that's a trip. Whoa. Maybe they ran out of steam, rode the tracks but kept it clean. I think you know what I mean. Whoa, whoa. I think you already know how it's gonna go. I think you already know how it's gonna go. Come on, telephone wires, wrap me up with your desire. I think we'd make a good team. Whoa, whoa. Already know how it's gonna go. I think you already know how.
how it's gonna go. Oh no. I think you already know. They said goodbye to rock and roll. Man, I think that's a trip. Whoa, whoa. I think you already know how it's gonna go. I think you already know how it's gonna go. I think you already know. Oh, oh, I think you already know. Oh, oh, I think you already know. Oh, oh, I think you already know. No, 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 I think you already know.
When the two of you decided you were going to go to California, for her, it was going back home. Did she still have some home there?
Yeah, we toured her old neighborhood. She lived in East Los Angeles growing up. Through our process of living there, especially early on, she was rediscovering Los Angeles on her own terms, probably.
Did you both go with the intent of living artists' lives there?
Yeah, she wanted to pursue a living as an artist, and I think that was my goal. She got into it right away. She found a job. She has a degree in art, and she found a job right away that was, you know, designing. And so she right away was making a living with her art.
Yeah.
And it took me a little bit longer, a few years.
What was the holdup? Making the contacts?
Making the contacts. Everybody wants to be a musician. I went with my guitar thinking I was going to find work as a guitar player, and I found out there are like way less keyboard players, or at least people that claim to be keyboard players. So when Abby's parents came to the visit for the first time, I said, please bring my keyboard. And, and I started getting a lot more work, which led to the Eric thing, because I was not a keyboard player before that.
I've dreamt upon her hair full of roses. I've caught the scent of her perfume in the air. I hear her laugh but turn to find another. Ain't it a shame to love someone who does not care? Ain't it a shame to love someone who does not love you? To pine for them both day and night. Like a fire that never quits, this wild desire won't relent. Ain't it a shame to love someone who does not care? I spend my nights going bar to bar now. searching for things I know I will not find. For I've drank from the sweetest bottle. Now all the other spirits make me lose my mind. Ain't it a shame to love someone who does not love you? To pine for them both day and night. Like fire that never quits, this wild desire won't really end. Ain't it a shame to love someone who does not care? Well, like a fire that never quits, this wild desire won't really end. Ain't it a shame to love someone who does not care?
Okay, this next one is called Ain't It a Shame. It's a story, pretty old story. It's about caring deeply for someone and realizing that maybe they don't feel the same. It's not reciprocated, which is a thing. And being able to gracefully handle that.
I've dreamt upon her hair full of roses. I've caught the scent of her perfume in the air. I hear her laugh, but turn to find another. Ain't it a shame to love someone who does not care? Ain't it a shame love someone who does not love you? To pine for them both day and night. Like a fire that never quits, this wild desire won't really end. Ain't it a shame love someone who does not care?
We're back with more Red Barn Radio after this break. Red Barn Radio, roots music, southern style. We'll be right back.